The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
An interesting conversation here in breakfast this morning. It's the UK Home Secretary, Suella Braverman. She made the comments in the US during a speech. She was talking about migration in the States. And she said that multiculturalism has failed. She's looking for a new international approach to granting asylum and changes to the 1951 Refugee Convention. And, you know, it was an interesting debate, and I'm curious about public opinion on that. Owen is with us in Cork today. Owen, do you think multiculturalism has failed?
Well, I think we haven't seen the full face of it here in Cork, and maybe not even in Dublin, but certainly in some parts of the UK. Local people born and raised there have complained to me that multiculturalism has failed. Yeah, they have.
In what way?
Well, I've a good buddy there, you know, and he's actually retired, and he went home to Bradford. And while he'd been away, he worked abroad, he was in the British Army and the French Army and that. But when he returned to Bradford after his mother died, and he was living in his mother's house, he felt under pressure from a nearby mosque. He used to be inclined to sit in his garden and have a beer, and, you know, they asked him not to be drinking within 100 yards of the mosque. They found it offensive. You know, and a few other things, like, you know.
Is that a sign, though, that it's failed?
I think it has, yeah, because that's not tolerant. Certainly, you know, if I was to live in a Muslim country or a Hindu country, you know, if I was living in a Hindu country, I couldn't be out killing cows, right? They'd be offended by it. You know, when you move to a country and you're welcomed into the country and you become part of the economy, expect to obey the laws and the mores of that society. Nothing unusual in that.
What about
the people would come and seek to change the society? You know, people would move to a country claiming oppression in the country they're living in, and then they want to change the country that gave them refuge to the same oppressive society they claim to have fled from. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. What about you, Greg? Greg is with us as well, Owen. Do you think that we need to have more conversations? Do you think there needs to be a new approach?
Well, I think Owen has a point in what he says there. I remember having a discussion, let's say, with a group of friends, and half of them lived in England at the time. And they were saying to me that when they moved into a particular street, that, you know, virtually everybody was a native English speaker. And 10 years later, three people were native English speakers. So Owen's point is valid. But just in relation to, you know, Suella Braverman's speech yesterday, of course, you've got to look at the tactics that are involved here from a political point of view, that even the argument that she's putting forward is not necessarily bona fide. It's more to do with deflection, because I believe that the British government actually deliberately slowed down the processing of asylum seekers in order to prevent them from dispersing into society. Because as Dover, et cetera, is down by the home counties, et cetera, they don't want to upset their voter, you know, cohort by, you know, the word releasing, you know, non-native English speakers into the community.
And I've seen, I was reading some of the criticism of Suella Braverman this morning, and it's sort of a deflection nearly of her and the party, that, you know, there seemed to be some commentary around that being a suggestion maybe for some of the reasons around her comments. But do you think, though, in general, like, and maybe not looking at the UK, Greg, but looking closer to home here in Ireland, how successful?
I think multiculturalism has done us the world good, to be perfectly honest. We have commented over time how certain things let's say there's been different dimensions brought to us with food and services and thinking that you wouldn't have had here prior to, let's say, European migration, you know, from Poland and places like that. And I think it actually adds to us. I think we were far too inward looking, and everybody that if you bumped into anybody in the street, like whenever 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, you could assume 95% about them. And we need that diversity, I think.
Good point. Yeah. I mean, and even like I heard the point been mentioned earlier too today, even around expanding our workforce.
Well, you can see that in England in particular, where they've, what have they got, 1.2 million vacancies or something and full employment, because we actually need the people. And let's say societies become more affluent or the squeeze comes on with cost of living, etc., we're having much smaller families. So where are we, you know, this thing where they say there's only going to be two people supporting each pensioner in whatever it is, 20 years time or whatever it is. Well, I don't believe that's true. We're going to have six people supporting the pensioners, because we'll have brought in the other four people from elsewhere. So that's why I think we need to encourage that. But I do accept Owen's point big time that, you know, people can't really come in and, let's say, colonise the place with their culture. As Owen said, if we go somewhere else, we generally fit in and be part of that, you know, that new country that we go to.
Emmanuel is on the line as well, Greg. Do you think multiculturalism, has it been a success or failure?
Well, if you go back to the basics of how the world is organised, there's some countries in the world, there's Spain, France, America, and Peru, and all these different countries have their indefinite culture, and they want to be together. When the Irish go to America, they stay together. You have Little Italy, I spent 3 years in Boston. All the different Greek cultures all stay together. So leaving that aside, the head of the Race Relations Commission in the United Kingdom said a number of years ago that we are all racist, but we have to learn to control it. And what he was really getting at was that everyone has a self-identity and identity with a culture which they want to be close to and be part of. Now, obviously, multiculturalism can be a positive. I think that we all have to share cultures around the world. But the problematic now in the modern era is that we have a situation where, for example, to put it bluntly, Africa and South America cannot come to America and England. That's not reality. So what we can have is, of course, we can have a level of multiculturalism, but we need to develop these countries. As you know, the north-south divide in the world is great inequality in terms of development of different regions of the world. The developed world needs to invest much more into the development of these countries so they don't see the necessity, apart from travel, to come into other countries and create the problem. In fact, I see it as a certain issue around critical mass. In other words, when you reach a certain point in a culture where you have an influx of different cultures, people can feel threatened. It's not that they're racist. They feel threatened in terms of attachment to their own culture. So they want to remain in you find that, even to be honest with you, when you say a blow-in in the country, if you go from Dublin, because people are very conscious of their and their sensitivities around their local own individual culture and so on.
How would you design policy though around that, Emmanuel? Like
to put it in general terms, I would say the West, the United States, and the developed countries need to start having policies of serious development in countries that are, if you like, growing up from a very basic level of development. And then on the other hand, of course, we can absorb people in from different cultures. And I think it's an enrichment to our culture. I mean, I think that the immigrants that have come into Ireland are a fantastic addition. And it's also a very human thing to respect each individual as they come in their own difficulties and trying to find a better life. But I would say the key issue is we need to help these countries to develop their economies and to improve and to put more money and and if you like, help them to grow in the democratic context, because a lot of these countries, there is a level of corruption in some of them, and they need to work towards a democratic framework of respect for the individual and human rights.
Okay.
But I think that we still can have multiculturalism, because we all enjoy going to other cultures. We love to visit them and see their culture. And we need to preserve and protect those identities, because if you have an influx of over a critical mass, it's damaging to the existing culture. We know that from the history of all different colonial involvements in different countries, the catastrophic damage they caused in these cultures, reintroducing new ideas of living and economy and so on. So I think it's a very complex matter,
yeah.
But I do believe
that
we have to look at all these aspects.
And often when we talk about it, you know, it's usually in relation to like one particular point, or, you know, we might have been speaking about it previously about the number of Ukrainian refugees currently in Ireland, or, you know, tents that are now being used. And that's, I suppose, that's often the only, not the only time, but it's often, I suppose, the most common time when it's been talked about as well. Fergus Finlay, the Irish Examiner columnist and the former CEO of Bernardo's, he was talking, you know, about Suella Braverman's comments on Breakfast earlier this morning.
I'm almost at a loss for words, Shane, which isn't like me. I mean, I suppose from her point of view, it was mission accomplished. She managed to get a great big dollop of racism, a great big dollop of homophobia, a great big dollop of misogyny into one speech. She attacked something, or decided to attack something that the world agreed on. Very rare thing to happen. The world agreed on after the Second World War, 70 years ago. And she told a whole series of lies, all in the same speech, which is quite an achievement. This is a woman who presides over the most chaotic immigration and asylum-seeking system probably in Europe. She has failed completely in sort of key tasks at home. Waiting lists for asylum decisions are going through the roof. She can't seem to manage any bit of her brief. So she feels it's okay to tap into every bit of the worst possible instinct of human nature.
And then John McGurk, who's the editor of Grip Media, he was talking about this as well. He had a different point of view.
I think it's fairly self-evident to most people, for example, that when she says that if a person comes to your country seeking asylum and has come through three or four other safe countries to get there, that that person shouldn't be admitted because they're no longer seeking asylum from the country which they say they said they left. If somebody comes here having previously spent time in Germany, France, Holland and the UK, then they're no longer seeking asylum from anywhere but the places that they left, and they shouldn't be admitted. And that's one of the things that she was talking about when she's talking about the convention and the need to reform it.
Do you agree, Chris, with Suella Braverman, the UK Home Secretary? Do you agree with her comments that multiculturalism has failed?
Oh, God, no. Definitely not. I mean, well, one thing we should definitely not be looking to either the USA or Britain when it comes to multiculturalism and their attitude to at the moment to actually just closing up the gates. I mean, they have a migration problem because they keep interfering in other countries around the world. Those migrants are coming from countries that the US and Britain have actually been bombing. You know, so, I mean, they're giving out about the migrants. I mean, I think multiculturalism has really, really, really helped our country. I think we have changed as a nation so much in the last 40 years. It's unbelievable what we have accomplished. And I mean, if you look at it, I mean, even look at our sports. A lot of people that are playing on our sports are people that have come from outside. And we have welcomed them into the country. And the majority of people that come into this country contribute to this country, you know? So, no, I think...
It's been successful and it...
Oh, God,
it's helped, yeah. Would you agree with that? Would you agree as well, Frank, with Chris there? We got Frank. No, Frank. We lost Frank. We'll try and get Frank back. 087 1400 106, though, is the WhatsApp number. I'm just interested in public opinion on this today, your views on whether you think the criteria for taking in refugees, should it be re-evaluated? And or do you agree, like, with the UK Home Secretary that maybe multiculturalism has failed? Or maybe you're like Chris and other callers here today. No, it's been absolutely a positive thing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.